the days while he was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel. The chief priests and the scribes with the elders confronted him, and they declared, saying to him, "Tell us by what authority you are doing these things, or who is the one who gave you this authority?" But he replied to them, "I will also ask you a question, and you tell me, was the baptism of John from heaven or from men?" They discussed among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, why did you not believe him? But if we say from men, all the people will stone us to death, since they are convinced that John was a prophet." And so they answered that they did not know where it came from. And Jesus said to them, "Neither am I telling you by what authority I do these things."
But he began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and leased it to vine growers, and went on a journey for a long time. At the harvest time, he sent a slave to the vine growers so that they would give him his share of the produce of the vineyard. The vine growers beat him and sent him away empty-handed, and he proceeded to send another slave, but they beat him also, treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty-handed, and he proceeded to send a third. But this one too they wounded and threw out. Now the owner of the vineyard said, "What am I to do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the vine growers saw him, they discussed with one another, saying, "This is the heir, let's kill him, so so they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and put these vine growers to death. We'll give the vineyard to others." However, when they heard this, they said, "May it never happen." Tried to lay hands on him that very hour, and yet they feared the people, for they were aware that he had spoken this parable against them. Thank you.
So they watched him closely and sent spies who pretended to be righteous in order that they might catch him in some state so that they could hand him over to the jurisdiction and authority of the governor. And the spies questioned him, saying, "Teacher, we know that you speak and teach correctly. And you are not partial to anyone. But you teach the way of God on the basis of truth. Is it permissible for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But he saw through their trickery and said to them, "Show me a denarius whose image and inscription does it have?" They said, "Caesar's." And he said to them then, "Pay to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." They were unable to catch him in a statement in the presence of the people. And they were amazed at his answer and said nothing.
Now some of the Sadducees, who maintain that there is no resurrection, came to him, and they questioned him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife, and he is childless, that his brother is to marry the wife and raise up children for his brother. So then there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died childless, and the second and the third married her. And in the same way all seven died, leaving no children. Finally the woman also died. Therefore in the resurrection, which one's wife does the woman become? For all seven married her." Jesus said to them, "The sons of this age marry, and the women are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. For they cannot even die anymore, for they are like angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But as for the fact, the dead are raised, even Moses revealed this in the passage about the burning bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." Some of the scribes answered and said, "Teacher, you've spoken well." For they did not have the courage to question him any longer about anything.
Thank you. But he said to them, how is it that they say the Christ is David's son? For David himself says in the book of Psalms, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore David calls him Lord, and so how is he his son? And while all the people were listening, he said to the disciples, beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and love personal greetings in the marketplaces and cheap seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets, who devour widows' houses and for appearance sake offer long prayers. These will receive all the more